They found a dead body.
It's gonna be all right.
Are we sure? Ready?
After everything that happened, things are finally looking up.
Right, Ian!
Do you ever think about what we did?
I killed my husband. We are all involved in this.
We covered up a murder.
The world's better off without you. Even the Pope would say that.
Yeah, that is a snippet of the trailer of Bad Sisters, which is coming back to Apple TV Plus next month. I am very excited. If you haven't watched season one of the show that was written and stars Sharon Horgan, you need to get on it. It is weird. It is wonderful. It is set in Ireland and it'll make you laugh out loud. There are so many elements from that show that just live in my brain rent free. And I'm so excited for season two. There seems to be a lot of good stuff coming out at the moment. John Fardy is going to be with me in a few minutes' time to preview Screen Time. We might have a chat about what else is coming out this side of Christmas. If you have any recommendations, though, for me, as always, I want to hear from you. TechTalk@newstalk.com. But we must talk about electric vehicles because listeners to this show will know that Derek Riley of Nevo.ie is with me every single month to give us news and reviews from the world of electric vehicles. But the big Nevo EV show is taking place in Dublin's RDS this November. If you are somebody who's interested in learning more about electric vehicles, you need to go along on the 10th of November. But to talk through all of the bits and pieces and what you need to know, Derek is with me now. Derek, it's hard to believe, but we mentioned this months ago as being in the pipeline, and now the weekend is here.
Exactly. We are back. And everybody thinks the last show was last year, but it was actually in February. As you know, Jess, it was your birthday weekend, but we are back with the response from the people who attended and the response from people who were exhibiting at the show. Everybody wanted it again, and leading up to the new CARP sales period, or the 251 sales period, as they like to call it. We're back bigger and better. 6,000 square meters in February. We're now up to 10,000 square meters. We had about 45 vehicles on show in February. We're now over 80, and we're expecting between 20 and 25,000 people on the day.
Which is utterly bananas, because as we often talk about, there's still a lot of misinformation, a lot of myths, a lot of hot takes around EVs in this country. And I think what the success and the growth of this show shows is that there is an appetite for information.
Yeah, people want to understand what's going on. As much as there are people out there who share that misinformation and disinformation on social media or down the pub, etc., etc., it is always going to be the people that, you know what, I'm going to find out for myself. I'm going to do my own research. I'm going to go to somewhere that's impartial. And that's what we love about Nevo.ie. It is, we give you the facts, we tell you what's what, and then you can make that decision. We don't want to force anybody into an electric vehicle that it won't suit. And it doesn't suit some people, but it does suit the majority of people. And it's all about education, information, and asking those questions in an environment that you feel comfortable asking in. Because walking into a dealership and asking about, is there a difference in the range between the summertime and the wintertime? What's the difference between slow charging and fast charging? Simple stuff to me and you, Jess, at this stage. But to somebody that's on their journey and it's day one, the show really in February proved that, do you know what, people have one or two final questions before they pull the trigger on an electric vehicle and purchasing it or renting it or leasing it or whatever it may be. And that's why we're back with bigger and better and gone from one educational stage to two educational stages.
Yeah, and I think one thing that we stressed before, and it's worth stressing again here now, is that if you go along to the show, there's no such thing as a stupid question. I know I always say that to you, that I've got a stupid question and whatever, but you always say to me, that's not a stupid question. And it's not, unless you know the answer, do you know what I mean? You always need to ask it. So it is worth going down and speaking to the experts on the floor.
Absolutely, whether it's from the manufacturers themselves, so the cars, or it could be from a charging company, or you might want to integrate solar. We have an element of business in this show as well. So in the morning, it's going to be talking about if you're thinking about changing your company cars or vans to electric. come along and listen to the panels, but there are also going to be exhibitors there and stands there that will help you understand where do I charge them, how do I track the data, et cetera, et cetera. And so, yes, there's never a stupid question. It's just if you feel confident enough in asking it, but also we're confident in Nevo that we'll have the people on the day that will be able to answer your question.
Yeah, I was down at the Ideal Home Show in the RDS last weekend, and there were quite a few people, companies showcasing the chargers for EVs. Is that something that you'll have on site as well? People who can explain the different type of properties and how much it costs to get the chargers installed and so on?
Yeah, and what the features are. Yes, so to answer your question initially, yes, we'll have charging companies there, and they'll have different types of home chargers, business chargers. Will it work with my solar panels? Is it a smart charger? Some people want a dumb charger. I just want a socket that'll plug in, plug out. I don't need timing. I don't need to watch whether the SSE or one of our partners for the show, SSE Electricity, and they're bringing out a new Energy Hub app. And what that'll do is allow you to choose whether you want greener energy, cheaper energy, and it'll work it all out for you. So when you wake up in the morning, it's done its thing. You didn't have to think about it overnight. So examples like that, it's not always about the car. It's the ancillary services around it, charging it at home or in the workplace. But also, we were great at, in the February, we found that there was a lot of people that were asking, how do I use the big fast chargers on the motorway? And there was people there and there was companies there, and there will be there in November. How do you tap it to start it? Do I need an app? That's a big cable, et cetera, et cetera. Feel the weight of it before you rock up to a wet and windy night in wherever around the country, and it's your first time using a public charger, you'll have the confidence of going, do you know what? I did this back in the RDS. I know exactly what I need to do. And it's all about that confidence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to the very, very beginning. So way back, I don't know when you started doing this slot on the show, but we started at the very, very beginning. And I think that's a good thing to do now for those contemplating going along on the 10th of November in the RDS here in Dublin. Let's run through some of the questions people need to consider if they're contemplating an EV for the first time. We'll talk about upgrading in a second. But what are the factors that people should kind of consider at this stage so that they have the questions ready to go for that weekend?
First of all, what size vehicle do you need? And that's a basic question, no matter what the powertrain is, petrol, diesel, hybrid, electric, how much stuff do you need to put in the boot on a regular basis? You're buying a vehicle for the majority of your journeys, not for those outliers where you go down to France once a year and you need to fit 12 suitcases in the boot. That's not why you should be buying a vehicle. But anyway, on the day, it's understanding the shape and size of the vehicle. And electric vehicles is interesting because it's not sometimes the traditional form factor. So you're going to get things like frunks, which is that storage space in underneath the trunk or the front boot. And so you can put storage in there as well. So there are additional places where storage you'll get in an EV that you wouldn't necessarily get in a petrol or diesel car. So how much storage do I need? How many ISOP fixed points do I need? Am I planning more children? Do I need more baby chairs? Do I need a 6-seater, 7-seater, et cetera, et cetera. So the basic shape and size of the vehicle. And as I said, we're going to have over 80 of them on the day at the show. That's the first thing. The next thing is then the main one for an electric vehicle is what size battery do I need? What's the range I'm going to be doing on the majority of my day trips, my weekly trips, my monthly trips? If you do travel down to Belmullet once or twice a year, don't be buying an electric vehicle that will do that in one run just because of those two runs a year, because there are more and more public charging stations on the way and more planned. So there's over 40 hubs now in planning that we're tracking on the Irish EV Association page, so that people again can get that confidence in, if I do have to take that drive to Belmullet or Dingle or up to Donegal, I know that I can stop in those extra places around the place because there's going to be multiple hubs there. After that, then it's starting to get into the smaller stuff as to how fast does it charge? Is there a panoramic sunroof on it? What are the optional extras, et cetera, et cetera? So really the shape and size of the vehicle and how far can it go on a charge? Is it going to suit my majority of needs? They're two fairly big questions, Jess, but if you've got those knocked off, you're on the right track. What we did find at the show in February, we had people walking around with baby chairs and baby seats to see, okay, if I go for this vehicle, will it take my current baby seat or baby chair option? Which is great to see. So the practicality of it. What we didn't have in February, what we may have in November, is people walking around with the golf clubs, because golf is important to a lot of people. And will the golf clubs fit in the boot as well?
Yeah, and I suppose that's the key thing to remember here, is that you're buying something that has to fit in your life rather than the other way around. You don't want to have to tweak your life to work around the car. But am I right in saying that the range of vehicles, as in the options from manufacturers, has expanded so much over the last few years that there should be pretty much something for everybody?
Absolutely. And we're going to have everything at the show as well, from small city cars. The Dacia Spring is going to have its Irish launch. The Renault 5 is going to have its Irish launch. So these are smaller hatchbacks that are for the more urban and suburban environments, all the way up to the luxurious Polestar 3, Polestar 4, Porsche Macan. So for every budget, but also for every shape and size, and as well as the commercial vehicles that we're going to have on the day with small to large electric vans, there is going to be, like Oprah would say, not one for everybody in the audience, but one type of for everybody in the audience, with over 80 electric vehicles, and there are only over 100 on show. We've nearly everything there on the day.
Now let's talk about those who are already in the world of EV and are contemplating updating their car. I suppose if you've bought an EV in the last 5 years, has there been much of a development in terms of the technology, in terms of battery life, that would warrant an upgrade or a trade-in at this stage?
Not really. There's been an extension of range for sure in the last couple of years, but a new vehicle that came out in October of 2021, which would be a normal PCP finance kind of length of time, which would have been the Volkswagen ID.4. Yes, there's been a small, maybe 5% increase in battery, but overall the bones, the guts, the size of it is pretty similar. So yes, you're getting a small bit more range, but nothing that's life changing. And what we're seeing now is more and more people are thinking about going used as their next vehicle, or as you're saying, they've come to the end of term and they want to go and see what's okay, what shape and size do I need? Their circumstances may have changed as well, Jess, where they have more kids or less kids because they've gone off to college, so they don't need all the space. And so lots of things change in your life as to what size, shape and car vehicle you'd want. But we're going to have all of that at the show. What we also going to have is talks as to about buying used, thinking about battery health, thinking about depreciation. How would I get over depreciation? Because somebody who bought a vehicle 2-3 years ago may have paid a premium for it because it was at the peak of demand with lack of supply in the marketplace, whereas now manufacturers have had to lower their prices to get more mass market into it. The early adopters are happy to pay a bit of a premium. And so we have all those topics covered in our stages. And so if you're thinking about coming along and upgrading the current electric vehicle that you have, or adding a used electric vehicle to your household as its primary vehicle or a secondary vehicle, we should have everybody there on the day that you need to talk to about what I need to do, what I need to look out for when buying a new or a used EV.
Something that we've spoken about quite a bit on the show in recent times is the use of EVs in commercial fleets. So whether that is, you know, two people working for an SMB who, you know, travel the country on sales trips or whatever it might be, right up to big fleets like, you know, whether it's on post or whatever, is that something that's going to be catered to as well?
Yeah, we're going to focus on that in the morning time. So our first 4 or 5 sessions on both stages are very much about electrifying your fleet, the economics of going electric for your business, smart energy and sustainable for your business as well. And so those kind of topics are what we're going to be covering in the morning time. So if you are thinking about electrifying your fleet, pop along to the Nevo Electric Vehicle Show in the morning time. Now, there still will be cars on display, et cetera, et cetera. But the focus of the sessions and the stages will be a more business commercial, thinking about going electric. What do I need to understand? And we're going to have panels. We're going to have use cases. We're going to have people who have done it already so that you don't have to go and reinvent the wheel.
And in terms of those vehicles, and I know this is probably a broad question, but I'll ask it anyway. If you are the salesperson, or if you have a team of salespeople who do travel the country, is an EV a viable option? You know, surely it's the same as an individual buying an EV that travels the country. You just need to do the bit of planning and the bit of legwork.
Exactly. But sometimes you do have people on the road that may be going from Cork to Dublin to Athlone and back down to Cork, which wouldn't be the normal commute for a standard person on a daily basis. But there are business owners out there, and there are people who work for companies that need to do a lot of mileage during the day. And so we always like to say the telematics and understanding the data. We work with a company called Geotab, where we put a device in the vehicle and it actually will track everything for a couple of months to see, okay, Jess, yes, it is viable for you to go electric. We can see that you never do any more than 250 kilometers. So we're going to give you an electric van or an electric car that has a 400 kilometer range. You're well able. It's within the margin of error. There's going to be a comfort buffer for you there. Same with a van, whatever it may be. So there's lots of different form factors, again, with electric vehicles, be that small cars all the way up to luxury SUVs, same in electric vans. vans. There are small vans all the way up to very large ones, even electric trucks. I was at an event recently and there was an electric cement mixer at it, but that cement mixer is currently working its way around Dublin city centre, ideal for those type of environments. So we want to make sure that you're getting into something that's business viable. Very important that a business doesn't have to stop and charge. It's going to be out of the not doing what it should be doing and making money rather than stopping at a charger. On the flip side, Jess, all these drivers need to stop and have lunch. They might be in meetings. And so they might be, that be the ideal time where those electric vehicles could be charging while they're doing something else, that they're not having to stop and charge.
Yeah. The other point around charging is, you know, businesses, we know that a lot of hotels, for example, are now installing chargers. Will there be guides and talks for businesses who want to look at, you know, having EV chargers on site to explain not only like how to do it and the cost of it, but also the business case for it too?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're going to have panels, but we're also going to have exhibitors that are going there that will specialise and help you understand when you get a CPO, a charge point operator, how they'd work with you on site, whether you're a hotel or a cinema or a restaurant or a tourist attraction. You might think, God, you know, we're getting more and more EVs and more people are asking about us putting in chargers. How are we going to manage that? Some people put in the charger themselves and operate the back office system. Some people say, Derek, look after all of that for me because I've no interest in it. And so picking the right charge point operator for your use case is very important, and understanding the flexibility within that, putting in the right hardware. Do I have different prices for different days of the week to incentivize people who are coming along to charge their vehicle at that time? Or whereas at the weekend, I know I'm going to be busy anyway, so I can charge a premium for that. So there's lots of that type of dynamic pricing conversations, but future proofing it. So if I put in five chargers today, I know that I can add another five chargers to them in 6 months' time. Absolutely. We're going to have talks, but we're also going to have experts there exhibiting on the day at the EV show.
Is there much maintenance required for businesses that have EV chargers on site?
No, really, it's a socket on the wall with a couple of safety devices installed into it. So it's literally, there's no moving parts. There might be a flap on the outside of it to stop the rain getting into it. But normally it's just literally a smart socket on the wall is what it is. It's not even called a charger. Technically, it's EV supply equipment and EVSE. The charger technically is in the vehicle. All this does is it makes sure it gets the right voltage and amperage and it doesn't overload with the circuit of the building. And so the maintenance of these, but there are still good chargers out there and not so good chargers out there. So picking the right company that will install a quality charger is very important, because as we both know, the cheapest product isn't always the best product. You want to understand why something might be a bit more expensive. It might be an ISO standard. It might be more compatible for a coastal area. It might be the fact that you've got tap and pay on it. There's lots of functionalities out there that you need to be aware of. So there's some really good exhibitors at the show that will talk you through that process.
Okay, brilliant stuff. So just remind people when it's on, where it's on, and how they can get tickets.
November the 10th in Dublin, Simmons Court RDS, and it is free to attend. We are still able to take more ticket sales, but we did sell out in February, so don't leave it to the last minute if you're thinking about coming along. And you just head over to nevo.ie, and there's a link there to book your tickets, and families are welcome. I get emails wondering if it's okay to bring kids along. Absolutely. Now, there are parking on site, but it is 900 spaces. And if we're expecting between 20 and 25, we'd recommend thinking about using public transport, maybe using a park and ride and getting in somewhere closer to the city like that. So don't be thinking or reliant on getting parking outside the door. But there is a phenomenal public transport system around, and it is a Sunday, so traffic shouldn't be too bad either.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, we will remind you closer to the time and get thinking about your questions. If you are already an EV owner, it's worth going down for a snoop for some of the cars that Derek mentioned. But also, if you're going to get started or contemplating getting started on your EV journey, think about your questions. Have a list, whether it's a piece of paper or on your phone. Go along, ask as many questions as you can on the day. And she might even get to meet the famous Derek Riley of nevo.ie. Derek, we will hopefully talk to you again before the show. But for now, thank you so much.
Thanks a million, Jess.